inside, all the pain you've ever felt.
Okay then, good evening, good times your day to you, wherever you may be. I believe this full moon that we've got this evening on the day of the spring equinox, wonderful, the last day of winter, we have a super moon, which is not surprising. I think it's the last one now. Well, it's the last one of this year, so anyway. So far, so from what I've heard, whether it's the last one we ever see, I don't know, but somebody come up with the expression supermoon, and it's been that way ever since. So it's called a worm moon for some reason, whether that means that there's more worms out in March, I don't know, but it's not unusual, is it? The start of spring, you know, as you say, everything starts anew. And wonderful. As I said, but don't you get worms all year round anyway? I don't know. Right. Four people. Oh, we got four people in McCork, you're lovely. Holly's on a different number there this evening. I think I recognise the 646. Not sure yet, but we'll find out in just a moment. I've got an idea it's Kerry. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Okay. So let's say hello to Becky then on this happy spring equinox day. There you go. Becky will have a different way of saying it. There is a name for it, and I can't remember what it is.
It's Ostara.
That's the one.
Yep.
I knew Becky would come up with something there. Wonderful. There you go there. Wonderful. And if anybody's got any other names, let's hear them. Okay. Right. We're opening the lines then with all the ones. Tricia.
Oh, hi, Ken. Hi, Becky. It's lovely to talk to you again. We spoke about a year ago.
Okay.
Hey. I would love to have any kind of movement with my me moving and location and kind of will it relate to... I feel like I need to have a work project to go into.
Like a work project for a career or just something to keep you...
Something needs to make me want to move. Like, otherwise, I don't know really.
You're feeling stuck?
Yeah, I've been living here and I knew I wouldn't be here for more than 5 years, and it's just over 5 years. And I sort of feel like I wonder where I'm going next. Is it related to work?
Okay, now I get it.
You seem like I may be here longer, but I'm just. It was.
I see you staying where you're at least for until at least to winter, maybe even up to the new year.
Oh, okay. That would be okay.
I do see opportunities coming to you later on next winter, but like I think you're staying with where you're supposed to be, or not where you're supposed to be, where you are for the next few months.
Oh, okay. All right. Time goes by quite quickly. And I'm just going through a few different projects in the home, and I'm just wondering whether to keep investing in fixing or like am I leaving? I have a guest house and I do create income from it, so I can't really. It would be foolish for me to get up and go and leave income if I don't have income or an opportunity of somewhere else, so that's what I was feeling.
Right. No, I think you're going to be staying where you're at for a while. So, okay. Go ahead and do your home projects and stuff like that. It's not going to be something where you hurry up and get them done and then all of a sudden you're going to move. You're going to be able to enjoy them.
Okay.
The stuff that you're doing. So, yeah, don't get too worried about doing what you're doing.
Yeah, okay. It's more of, it's really interesting. I just feel like the other day I thought I'm either fixing something or cleaning something. I can't believe how much trash we have that we're constantly throwing stuff away. I mean, I did buy a big repo property, but I'm sort of sick of that lifestyle.
You have a lot of noise in the background, so I really can't hear you.
Oh, I just said I'm kind of like sick of the lifestyle of fixing things and cleaning things and repairing things. But it's kind of like what I did when I bought the house. I knew I would do it as an investment. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you. I will let you go. Blessings.
Good, let me know how things go.
All right, I will for sure. Thank you, Becky. Bye, Ken.
Yep. Yeah. Happy spring.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
You.
I love
you. Thank you, Tricia. Okay.
Bye.
Right, Meredith. How would you pronounce that word?
Ostara.
Ostara.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. And what exactly does that mean, Becky?
It's one of the pagan holidays, and it just means at the beginning of spring.
Oh, right, okay. I tend to forget these things now. I'm getting older. But, you know, I used to know things, and then it goes out to your head, and you think, I know this, but I can't remember it. But there you go. Okay. Right. Now then. Let's see where we're going. Okay. Before we go on, I'm going to do something. Let's just put Becky back on hold for a moment, because this is very important to the station, and we said this on last night's show. Now, Michael Boyd has got a sore throat and cannot be with me tomorrow evening. So unless we get somebody to sit in tomorrow evening, there won't be any show. So basically what I'm saying here now is, can we kind of make it happen? Can we keep the show on the air for another month? And that totally depends upon you and your donations, because we thoroughly respect your donations, but we're not getting them. Yeah? So at the moment, it was actually Michael there that suggested that we monitor the people. I said, well, Michael, I said, I'm already doing that. I said, but we can't monitor each and every call. And so we can monitor the email addresses coming in to PayPal, but we still do not know who has and who hasn't. And if they were to put the phone number there, into the paper, which you don't need to, it's kind of private, you know, but then when you call in, we would know who you were, and we would know that you'd already donated that night, that evening, or not. We'd like a donation every show, of course, but obviously if you've called in the night before, there's no need to donate every night. What it means is that per person doesn't mean you and you alone. It means per person per show means basically other people, you know, other people that haven't called before. If you've called last night and you've paid your dollar, then you're going to pay a dollar every night. Well, okay, if you want to. But by the end of the week, you've paid $7. By the end of the month, you've paid $28. Blimey, you've paid for the studio on your own. But no, we're not asking that. We're just asking for your support, you know, because it's like $39 to run the studio, which isn't a lot. But then, obviously, the internet bill has to be paid as well, you know. And Ken does have other bills to pay. You know, they say, you know, unemployment is it's not easy. It's not easy when you're trying to keep an interest going, yeah. Let's just hope that we get some more support, that we can stay on air for a little bit longer. Yeah, how much longer, we don't know yet. And, you know, it's like the old saying goes, que sera, sera. You know, whatever will be, will be. And as you say, because we can't see the future. Spirit gives us glimpses of things, but the future is not ours to see. You know, if I thoroughly believe that, you know, is that we are told what we need to know at a particular time. And Spirit is there around us. It is that, but they're not here to tell you your future. They're not here to tell you your past, because you only you know that. They will tell you things about your past, and they will tell you things about your future, but they're not here to live your past or your future or even your present for you, you know. So anyway, we're going to get on with the show, but please do consider your donation. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Alisa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's cooler now. Thank God. My question is, do you see any job opportunities, something that I, you know, I'm going to enjoy doing coming up for me?
Are you looking for like a part-time job or a full-time job?
Full-time.
Full-time? I think you like to help other people. You're like a caregiver.
Yes.
Have you thought about, I see two different places where you'd go where I think that you would be very good at. And one would be in some sort of an assisted living situation. Now, I don't mean like somewhere where it's like the nursing home. I'm seeing where it's like maybe, like I said, the assisted living or a memory ward where they start, you know, with Alzheimer's and stuff like that, and working one-on-one with the residents there. Or I see that you would also be really good in customer service.
Okay. Yeah,
and, you know,
I have
working, working through like a retail.
Oh, retail, okay. Yeah, because I had someone contacted me today. It's a little far for me, by email.
Okay.
Do you see anything positive about that opportunity? I just got it today.
I think it would be really good.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll go ahead and give her a call then. I wasn't too sure because it's a little far for me, but, and it's not what I used to do. So I figured, hey, I'll hold off. But if you see if it's something positive for me, then I'll give her a call.
Yeah, I think it's going to take you a little bit to get, you know, used to it. But
okay.
I think once that you do, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Right. Okay. Now then, just a little bit more to say. Well, I've got it clear in my head to say, otherwise it goes. Right, now then, what we said a little bit earlier in the show about donations. It comes to my mind that if you are calling in and you are getting like a different reading, albeit from the same person, and if you're called in like on last night's show, for instance, and you call in again this evening, you might get more information, you might get a different reading. But the fact is that you are getting a different reading. Therefore, it would be considered polite to actually consider donating for that particular show. And, you know, when I said there earlier on that that's $7 over a week, it's not a lot. It's really not. If people were to do this on a regular basis, we could come to the point where we would say, okay, forget it. We've got enough. There's enough there. We wouldn't need to be asking for donations anymore because there'd already be enough there in the pot. I hope that makes sense to people, you know. And we wouldn't need to ask anymore because, as I say, once we've got enough there, but then carrying it forward and carrying it forward to the next month. And this is what happens, is that you have to carry it forward from 1 month to the next. We might get 30 callers 1 month, and then we might only get 7 callers the next month. As I mean, I'm looking at tonight's show, for instance, and we've only had 4 people call in so far. So you can see what I'm saying. You're not going to make your fortune out of 4 people. And it's not about making a fortune. It's about keeping the show going, you know. But obviously, if we had 30 people in a call queue and they all paid a dollar, it would pay for the whole month. Yeah? So there you go. Right then. It's just quite easy when you think about it. It's not mathematics or anything else. It's just, you know, to stay going. So, right. Now then, well, we've got just 2 people here, Holly and Kerry at the moment. What we're going to do is take a little break while we can, because we need to break it down. Otherwise, we're going to be out of here in the next 30 minutes or so, you know, and we don't really want to, but we want to keep it going for the 2 hours, obviously, and it's a 2-hour show. So what's the point in putting a 2-hour show up if we're going 10 minutes? So we'll find something to play now. was a bit different. Okay. I'm never sure what we're going to get. I need to check these songs more closely, I think. You know, to say play them and they think, yeah, it sounds all right when you play it to begin with. You think, you know, like maybe, you know, sometimes looking for songs is not easy. And my music guide has not been around for a while. It's like a bit annoying because we used to have a regular guide that used to come in and choose, help me to choose the music, but this is like doing other things. There must be something more important than me going on. But we do get a change of guide as we go through different things, as you know. And maybe I don't need a music guide anymore for some whatever reason, but you know, I'm sure she'd be there if I asked her. All right, I think that's Laura just calling in. Recognise the number. We've got some more silly music coming up in the show somewhere. I don't know what, because like I said, half these tunes I've never heard of before. So there you go. Right, that is it. Yeah, it is Laura. might not be, but we'll check in just a moment. I think I recognise the number. Okie dokie, let's see where we're going. Holly.
Hi. How are you?
Same as always. You know, new adventure every day.
Yeah, I have some missing money orders.
Okay.
Is the tenant telling the truth? Were they stolen? Are they misplaced? Or is there any kind of feedback on missing money orders, three of them?
I think there is some deception going on. I have a feeling that he sent the money orders, but he didn't send them when he was supposed to. Does he have the receipts? Can he prove to you that he's got receipts? Because with the money
for
order,
for
1 month? Yeah. See, that's what I'm thinking is he's done it, but he's done it later. You know, put it off the last minute.
Well, we never received them.
Well, you can, with the money order, you can call the money order company with, if, as long as you got the tracking number, and they will reissue you. And I mean, that's...
No, it's not that simple. It takes months. I've done it.
Where did
you, other tenants, it takes months.
No, see, where I used to work, we used to do MoneyGrams, and they could stand there and have it. It was in 15 minutes.
Oh, this is Western Union, and you have to put it in writing and mail it in. Yeah, it's way...
I haven't dealt with them.
And it's $15 each. But what does Spirit say? Did the old manager take it? Did they not really give it? Did their roommate steal it?
It was never... I don't think it ever got... I think he did it. I just don't think it ever got to where it was supposed to be going.
Yeah, that part is true.
So I think that either the old manager, I don't think it's his roommate. I think it's something on the business end. Like,
what do you mean?
I think it was somebody on your end.
Like the last manager, because I wasn't even here the month these things are missing.
Yeah, I think I have a feeling it was the last manager's got something to do with this.
There was two different ones. Does Spirit know what they look like?
Well... He paid you the full amount.
Yeah.
But they're going to, my spirits are telling me they just look like receipts.
Yeah.
Now, do you still have to do it writing to see if they've been cashed?
Not these ones. These ones we have, but it's the month, it's January.
I don't think it's the person who rented from you. I get a strong feeling that something happened in your office.
My hospital? I mean, I wasn't here.
Well, I'm talking about the office.
Oh.
Not your, but, you know, you're in it now, so it's your office. But I think something happened in the office.
Foul play.
And I don't think it was theft. I'm getting the feeling that it got thrown away by mistake.
Oh. For January.
Yeah. I feel that. When did the last manager leave? Around that time?
Yeah.
I get the feeling that they were cleaning up and it was just in a pile of other stuff and they just threw it away without realizing what it was.
Hmm. Okay.
But I had, your renter is, he did everything he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
He may be a bit a little late, but I don't think he was trying to mislead you or anything.
Oh.
So, that's one reason why. Go ahead.
Is the owner going to fire this management company? The owner of these two properties only.
I don't. You want to ask me if who's going to get fired? The other manager?
The management company.
Oh, the company?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's mad enough to do it, but
yeah.
I don't think he's going to follow through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But things are going to be a little bit chaotic for you.
They are.
But they're going to smooth out by spring.
Isn't today the first day of spring?
Well, I'm talking Minnesota spring. So give it a couple months.
That's when I'm supposed to be leaving.
Oh.
Saying.
I don't, honestly, Holly, I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah.
It's just, there's just too much going on for me to get a definite.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all I have to, put it this way, you are going to be fine.
Yeah.
Throughout all this.
Yeah. Okay. Any other message from Spirit before we go?
Make sure you call your stepson today and wish him a happy birthday.
I did already.
Good. Because I
so
think
that wasn't
he,
from
I,
that was from you.
No, that was from Spirit.
I already did. How do they not know that?
Because you didn't let me finish.
Okay, go ahead. Finish.
He needs some extra love today.
I know.
So
I'll talk this morning. He's very
Spirit
mad.
Wants you to talk to him again tonight before he goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a very difficult evening for him.
Aw. Okay, that's no problem.
But yeah, Spirit is telling me he needs some extra love today.
Yes, he does.
And you know, you got two wackadoodles there taking care of him, so.
Mean.
Yeah. So I mean, you need. The next couple days, because I think he's going to feel bummed for quite a while after this. Are they even doing him? I'm getting the feeling that they're not even doing anything for his birthday, are they?
Not that I know of. And it just really makes me want to go punch both of them. Of course, I don't hit people, but you know what I mean? Like, how do you treat a child like that?
Well, his self-worth has got to be in the toilet.
I know. That's why I want to get him out of there.
My concern is with him, and I've had this concern before, but I'm going to say it to you now because I just kept it to myself. He's in the position right now with his self-esteem where he could be easily led into a drug or gang lifestyle.
I know. What do you need to do to get him? Custody of him, get him.
You need to get a really good lawyer. And
I have money for that.
You don't need money for that. You can go to the CPS or social services. If you can get him a very strong guardian ad litem, they'll do the whole thing for you. Because they are his representatives in court. And if they see, and I've worked with these women and men quite a bit because I did foster care for many years. And if they don't think that they're getting enough attention at family, they will get those kids where they need to be. They are overwhelmed. There's, you know, just so many kids in the system, so you're going to have to be persistent. But I think that's the route that you're going to have to take to get him out of that environment into an environment with you. So, and I would call social services and tell them how they talk to him. You know, all they would have to take is one or two welfare checks. And, you know, see what's going on in there. And I don't think it would take too much to get him out. Especially if your mom's snotty to them.
Oh, she will be.
But I do see you having him, and I think it's getting, you know, I thought that it would be like a year or so, but I keep feeling that it's getting closer and closer, so.
Yeah.
One of the things that I can see him doing is running away and coming to you.
Oh. Good. Okay. Somebody's here. I got to go. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Holly had to go. Oh, bless. She called up, bless her. I got to go now, she did. Right. Holly, a little bit for you when you listen back to the archives. An English singer-songwriter, Clifford T. Ward. Just look him up. But, you know, I think one of the songs that he wrote was Letters from Abroad, something like that. I'm not sure the actual title, the full title now, but Olivia's Song. There you go, Olivia's Song. Have a look for that. Clifford T. Ward, but it was an English singer-songwriter, but it's like you get some inspiration from the way he wrote, yeah. So have a look at that. Okay, that came to me early on today, and I can't tell you, I won't begin to tell you where I was when I got that name. You know, but spirit comes to you in the most private places, trust me, you know. And it's because nobody else can go there. And I remember Alan Stevens saying this, you know, many moons ago, because they know that if they speak to you while you are there, nobody else is going to interfere, because you are in that private moment sort of thing. And you're thinking, why now? You know, and I was thinking, I hadn't heard the name Clifford T. Ward in a long, long time. And he wrote some wonderful music and songs, you know. So, yeah. Okie doke. Right then, now, we've had a very nice, unexpected donation. And I need to say thank you very, very much to a particular lady, and I will do after the show. I don't want to embarrass, but lovely lady. But it shouldn't be that way. There are people putting in that don't need to, and it should be the callers and listeners that are putting in and supporting us, not the other way around. And it's just a shame that we've got more support from the actual people that do the shows with us than we have from the callers and listeners. And it should not be that way. But there you go. Okay. Right, let's see where we're going. Oh, I've got two number fours. Wonder why I've put somebody in at number four twice. As I say, so we'll go by minutes holding. Okay. Kerry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Ken, hello, how are you too? I can't, I don't think he can hear me. Anyway,
what
just
can
to
I
give him the head. Yeah, I just want to let him know I didn't forget about the donation. I just haven't had a chance to sit down.
I'm still here,
Kerry.
I'm still here.
Okay. Okay. So I do have a question. The last time I called the show, I was told to get out the area. So I looked at a place today, and I have to look at another place on Saturday. So I just wanted to see, what do you feel about the place today? Should this be a go, or should I take the one on Saturday?
Did you like the place?
It's fine. I mean, it's doable. It's not, I mean, long-term or anything. I think it's just going to be a short-term stay.
Okay.
But I would take it.
I honestly, Spirit sees nothing wrong with you taking the one on that you've been offered.
Okay.
You just, but they're saying, you know, don't go through the what ifs. What if I made, you know,
okay,
you know, the other one, and I, you know, what it could have been better and all that stuff. When you do take it, you need to take it and just be satisfied with it. They're just telling me that, you know, like I said, don't have any regrets when you move in.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, maybe I should just wait for the one from Saturday, because that one looks a lot better. But I'll take this one because I don't, you know, I don't think it's going to be long term. But I'm definitely, I'll be taking it. Yeah.
And you know, if you can just handle it for short term, go for it.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds good. So, how do you think I'll be staying here for a few months, or?
Um, I see you moving again towards the middle to later part of the fall.
Oh, so I'll be there for a while. Okay.
But I think you're going to have, I think it's going to be enjoyable. I think you're going to make a lot of new friends in the area.
Oh, okay.
I get the feeling that the neighborhood is one where they get together and do things as a neighborhood. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's a way for you to meet people, you know, so when you even move the next time, you still got these people that you met.
That's true. Okay. That is very true. That's true. Okay. That sounds good. So I'm not going to have to worry for the regret.
I think you'll be fine.
All right. And my landlord now, because I'm going to be out of here by the first, or probably before the first, because I'm going to bring the money order deposits tomorrow. I'll bring it over to the landlord. Now, with my old landlord, where I'm currently at now, do you see, I don't think she's going to have a problem, but do you see her trying to withhold any of my deposit money?
She's going to try, because they all try,
mm-hmm.
but she's going to give in really easy.
Okay.
Just make sure that everything's clean so she doesn't find, because she's going to look for, like, a spot anywhere.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But
I know she was going to do that, yeah.
But I don't see her saying, oh, no, you destroyed the place or anything like that.
No, I didn't do that, no.
So, yeah, I think you're going to have fun. This next place that you're going to move into is going to be a fun place for you.
All right, that sounds pretty cool. That sounds good. All right, and do you have any messages for me? Anything? Because everything else is going fine in my life, so I have no complaints right now.
I think your life is, you know, there's going to be changes for you now that spring has started,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to be positive changes.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be big, major ones, but it's just going
mm-hmm.
to be like little, you know, like the little things that
okay.
people do for each other. That's kind
mm-hmm.
of the changes that are going to be happening for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be on the end of people being kind, like random acts of kindness and stuff
okay.
like that. I think you're in a period mm-hmm. where people are really going to want to be around you and enjoy your company.
Okay, cool. That's cool. All right, that sounds good. And let me ask you one question. I think I asked you this before, but I just want to touch on it again. So next year when I go to school in 2020, do you see me, should I start looking for clients or should I just kind of wait maybe 2 years later? Because I have other things that I want to do in my life, like start my acting career. But do you see me finding any clients? Should I start looking for clients before I finish school or just maybe about a year or two after?
I would start looking for clients while you are in school.
Okay, so I might not meet them later.
Because the reason is that sometimes it takes a long time to get client base.
Okay.
And you want these clients in place so when you're
True.
Ready to go, you have that client base and you don't spend another 2 years or whatever trying to build it up.
Okay, that's true. So look for them. Okay, that's true. Should I do maybe local talent shows to try to acquire
yes.
them or word of mouth? Okay.
I think you should. And, if they've got, like, little theater groups,
uh-huh.
things like that, I think that would be great for you to join in.
Okay. Because I keep picking up the energy of one male client. He's young. I think maybe he's, like, 17, 18. I prefer the younger ones. Only because they're teens and, you know, they listen, so I don't have to do anything adult. But I keep picking up the energy of one male guy. He's very good. He's very talented. I don't know if you pick up his energy too, but I pick up his energy, and I know he's. I know he's in high school. I know that for a fact, or either junior high school or high school. Do you see me meeting this person?
I can't pick up on his energy. So
okay, you can't.
No.
All right, but I'm definitely, I'll start looking while I'm in school, so that will be better.
Well, lots of good things are coming your way, so just be prepared.
Right, awesome. Okay, awesome. That sounds great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I didn't forget about the donation. It's just that when I try to send the donation through my phone, it doesn't go through. But since I'm moving now, then once I move in and I get at the library, then I'm going to send it, okay? It's just that I haven't had a chance to sit down at the computer at the library to do it.
Yeah. I know that I have trouble on my phone with PayPal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't on some phones. I don't think it works on the phone. But, it is trying to get it to work on the phone. I don't know how to do that. You know, I've tried to make an app so that people can use it on the phone, yeah?
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. But, it doesn't seem to work. Kelly, before you leave, okay, because I get a little bit of noise off Becky's microphone there, so I'll just take Becky's microphone off for just a moment. But did you ever see the movie Benji about a dog?
Yes, of course. I always thought he was so boring. Yes. It used to come on TV a lot.
Yeah. I think it used to be a TV series, but I know that they made it into a movie as well. But there used to be a series of it on the TV. But you have a dog in spirit like that?
Yes. Oh, yes. I want to get a dog too. Yes, I do.
Right, because all I was getting was, I look like Benji. That's all he was telling me, this dog. I look like Benji. Yeah?
Okay.
And he was telling me, I look like Benji. And he was showing me, did he actually wear... You know, like, I remember watching the movie Benji, yeah? And did he actually wear the neckerchief around his neck?
I think so. I can't really remember, but he probably did. Or either that was Lassie. One of the two.
Right, because he said, you know, he's actually showing me the neckerchief that he used to wear around his neck. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Could have been a boy scout. Okay, thanks, Kerry. Yeah.
Okay, I'll check.
Wonderful. That's the thing. I mean, in the Boy Scouts, you know, you wear that neckerchief thing. Cowboys used to wear them as well, didn't they? It was like wearing your hanky backwards sort of thing. I think, the U.S. Cavalry wore them as well, and they wore them at the back. Yeah, they wore them at the back. But if you turn it the other way around, it looks like, I don't know. I think the bandit used to, that's my day. And that was another film, wasn't it? About a dog, Bandit. Yeah, and that was another one. Yeah. Okay, let's get off this subject. We need to play some more music, I think. I've tried to set and make an app where people can actually see the studio on their phone. And it kind of works on some devices. I know I've looked at it, and I've looked at the app after it was made, and apparently some people can see it and some can't. But let's just say that seeing the stew joke, it's very, very small, of course, so you can't really see it properly. And obviously, this is where the Kindle comes in, or the tablet, or even a computer. You know, it's preferably, if you're calling it, try to use a computer, because you can actually see what you're doing. And I know with my eyesight, I cannot see a phone. This is why I don't have one. I can't see to use one. So there you go. Okie dokie, let's see where we're going. I think we're at an hour. So we'll take one more and then we'll take another little break, I think, yeah? Let me see where we're going. Laura.
Hey, Ken. Hey, I usually make payments after I get, when I get home, I make my payments, because I don't like to do it when I'm driving.
Oh, no, God, stop it. Tell me when you're driving.
Yeah, I always do it when I get home, though.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, Becky. So, Becky, what do you got for me?
What are you looking for?
Oh, good Lord. we'd be here forever if I went on about that. I want to move. I want a better paying job, stability, love, and romance. I just want happiness all over the place. So whatever you can tell me.
I think that you are going to move. But it's not going to be till closer to the middle of the summer, because you're going to have a few choices, and you're going to have to decide which one works best, the best for you and the best for work. On the job front, does your company hire promote from within?
Well, so this company is I'm contracting with them.
Okay, you're contracting with them. I think you're
yeah.
going to be, I get the feeling that you are going to be offered full time. I'm not quite certain that it's at the place that you're at right now, but I think by the end of the year, you're going to have a permanent full-time job.
So, okay, so let me ask you about that. Currently,
okay.
There are several different offices that I'm interacting with right now, and they're all in New Jersey. One is in Maryland, but the others are all in New Jersey. One is further north, about an hour and a half drive north from me, and the other one that I go to most days, that's about 45-minute drive. Do you see me going further north to New Jersey, or do you see me going to Atlantic City, or maybe closer to home where I'm the stop where I usually go to?
I think that Maryland sounds good to me.
Maryland is a small office. Now, that would be interesting. I'm headed up there probably within the next 2 weeks. I'm going to go visit that site with my boss.
1 minute, please.
What?
Do you need anything? I'm going to have to put you on hold for a second, Laura. I just had somebody stop into my house, and I just kind of have to take care of this, and I'll be
okay.
Right back with you.
All right. Thank you.
You got a job yet?
Yeah.
Where are you working?
Just doing
okay. Come talk to me.
This is about it. I can't. I don't have.
Fine. Are you there?
Yeah.
Your insurance cards
yeah.
are coming here because I changed insurance to here.
Okay. All right, I'll see
you later. Yeah, bye-bye.
I'm sorry about that. My son just came that I haven't seen for 2 weeks, just came, popped in, so I had to say hi to him.
Oh, absolutely. Family
so,
first.
But he left now, so go ahead.
Gosh, I forgot what I was saying. Oh,
you were talking about contracts.
Yeah, so you said that you thought they were going to offer me a permanent job.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's an office in Atlantic City. There's one way up north, northern New Jersey. There's one in Elkton, Maryland, but that's a smaller office. And then there's one out around Hamilton, New Jersey. So all of them except one are in New Jersey, and the one in Maryland is a smaller office. And I'm supposed to head out there within the next 2 weeks with my boss and another manager.
Maryland keeps popping up in my head.
Yeah. Hmm. Do you have any idea what kind of position they would offer me?
I see an office position. Have you ever done, like, a personal assistant?
When I was in high school. that wouldn't be the job that I would be going for.
I see you working in like an, you're helping somebody, but it's in an office setting. Because I see like file cabinets and computers, and things like that.
Well, that's typically what I work in. That's the environment that I'm always working in,
This one's going to be a little bit better paying and not so much stress.
Okay. So then I would end up moving to Maryland, it sounds like.
That's what my guides are telling me. They just keep saying Maryland.
Okay, well, that's one thing about Elkton, Maryland. There's a lot of water out there.
Well, and I know you like water.
Yeah, very, very important to me.
Because I see you, and every time we talk, I see you with this house near a lake or a river.
Yeah, I want to be on the lake. So I'm hoping that it would be a managerial position.
I think it will
level.
Be. You're going to be suit. There's going to be people underneath you.
Okay. Do you see anything else going on? So I don't actually have the money right now to put down on a home.
You'll
so
find a way.
You
might have to do a second job, but my guides keep telling me you're going to find a way.
Okay. And then what about romance? Anything there or no?
Not right at this time. I think you'd be more focused on moving and office.
Okay. And everything will go good. I'll be happy there. They'll be happy with me. I'll be successful. Is that what you're seeing? Or do you see me staying there for until I retire? What do you see for that job?
I think it's going to be one of those things that you are going to be the one who decides how long you stay there, what you do, and if you want to move from it or not. I think the company's going to want to keep you. You might just get bored and decide that you want to go someplace else.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. And I should know that by sometime in the summer, you said.
Right. Yep.
Okay, because my contract is supposed to end the end of May.
You'll pick it up. It's going to pick up.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
Becky.
Yep.
Have a night.
Thank you, Laura. Laura, I know you're driving there at the moment. You probably can't hear me too well, but you've got trapped equity somewhere, yeah?
I got what equity?
You've got some trapped equity somewhere, yeah?
You guys, every once in a while, your British stuff comes up, and I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't. You can't understand the English accent. Okay, maybe Becky can translate then.
some equity.
Yeah, but
he's
what
talking
kind
about.
Of equity? He's saying trapped or something? What's
well,
trapped?
That would, I think he's talking about like a 401k that you can take out.
No,
yeah.
I don't have that.
You don't?
So...
No, I don't.
Right. Okay.
Can?
If it's not you, then it could be somebody around you that you know, yeah, that isn't being honest with you about something. It's like this money's trapped somewhere and it's yours.
So, a friend of mine passed away recently. Is it possible she might have left me some money that I don't know about yet?
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. This money, this is yours. This is your money. But it's like somebody's been a little bit dishonest about it.
Yeah. Well, how do I find out about it then?
The lawyer should get a hold of you.
What is it, from a relative or a friend who's passed?
Friend.
A friend who's passed.
Yep.
Well, it's a possibility, but that would have been probably more than 2 years ago. And
sometimes
if anybody was dishonest, it would have been her sister who kept it from me.
Yep.
And
okay.
That sounds,
yep.
Sounds, yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Ken?
I don't know.
Ken?
Yeah?
You know the child that disappeared on me?
Yeah?
He is here right now. I am going to have to cut this short because I need to deal with some issues with him.
Okay, Becky, no problem. Okay, Laura, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Ken.
Laura has been our last call this evening anyway, at the moment, ladies and gents. So, Laura, you were our last call this evening. 48 minutes on the clock. There is nobody else calling in. Laura's driving. Laura's going to pay when she gets to the pay point. And we're going to leave it there. So we've got about 8 minutes to play you something, and we're going to get out of here.